This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, the title of the sermon series we begin today is Prepped or Panicked? It's a question. We're either prepped for the second coming Christ prepared, or we're going to be panicked big time. That's the study of the book of 1 Thessalonians of the New Testament. It's a book about Paul's relationship with a group of Christians at Thessalonica. But more than that, it's a book about the return of Christ, the Son of the living God. God bless you this week and all the weeks that follow as we study the book of 1 Thessalonians. Max Lucado is such a great writer. He wrote this actually in 1999, San Antonio, Texas. You were in your car driving home. Thoughts wander to the game you want to see or the meal you want to eat, when suddenly a sound unlike anything you've ever heard in your life fills the air. The sound is high above you. A trumpet, a choir of trumpets. You don't know, but you want to know. So you pull over, get out of the car, and look up. As you do, you see you're not the only one that's curious. The roadside has become a parking lot. Car doors are open and people are staring at the sky. Shoppers coming out of the stores. The Little League baseball game across the street has come to a halt. Players and parents are searching the sky. And what they see and what you see has never been seen before. As if the sky were a curtain, the drapes of the atmosphere part. A brilliant light spills onto the earth. There are no shadows, none. From whence came the light begins to tumble a river of color, spiking crystals of every hue ever seen, and a million more never seen. Riding on the flow is an endless fleet of angels. They pass through the curtains one myriad at a time, until they occupy every square inch of the sky. North, south, east, and west. Thousands of wings rise and fall in unison, and over the sound of trumpets, you can hear the angels singing over and over, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." Isn't it a powerful moment here? The final flank of angels is followed by a multitude of souls who join the angels in worship. Presently, the movement stops, and trumpets are silent, leaving only the triplet. Holy, holy, holy. Between each word is a pause. With each word, a reverence. You hear the voices join in the chorus. You don't even know why you are saying the words, but you know you must. Suddenly, the heavens are quiet. All is quiet. The angels turn. You turn. The entire world turns. And there he is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Through waves of light, you see the figure of Christ the King. He's atop a great stallion, and the stallion is atop a billowing cloud. He opens his mouth, and you are surrounded by the declaration, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." Angels bow their heads, and before you is a figure so consuming that you know, instantly you know, nothing else matters. The stock market doesn't matter. Unemployment doesn't matter. School reports don't matter. Sales meetings and football games. My ego, nothing is newsworthy. All that mattered matters no more. For Christ has come. For Christ has come. I know that seems a little over the top to some people, but I'm going to tell you this. That's nothing compared to reality. Nothing compared to the reality when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords returns. Well, I don't know how much you've thought about the second coming of Christ. It may be something that's on the back burner of your life. It's something that maybe is there, may happen, but we're really not sure, and I've got things to do and places to go and people to see, and that can be a legitimate attitude for a lot of people. But the second coming of Christ is spoken with reality by the one who said he's coming back. His name is Jesus. We'll continue tomorrow this series from 1 Thessalonians.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.